Does anybody know what we have been talking about?
Hope.
Love.
But we're going to change. We're going to change and go into love. Mm-hmm. We kind of finished on our because the Bible says without faith it is impossible to please them. But it says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. But the Bible also says, now abideth these three. There's faith, hope, and charity or love. But the greatest of these is love. Amen?
Yes.
And so we're going to talk about love this morning. Love must be our priority. Amen?
Yeah.
We just finished talking about hope. As important as faith is, and hope is, there's still the other important ingredient, and we must have. 1 Corinthians 13:13, New King James. I want you to see the scriptures we're talking about. And now about it, faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Without it, faith and hope have no victory. Mm-hmm. Did you hear me? Without love, faith and hope have no victory. Galatians 5:6 says, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Now Luke 17:6 in the New King James says this, so the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. We can speak to the mulberry tree. Well, Jesus spoke to a tree, and it died, dried up from the roots, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we any different? No. But the point I'm making is that we are without excuse. Romans 5:5 says, and this hope will not lead us to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Then Galatians 5:6 in the New King James says, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth any nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith working through love. I like the way the NLT says it. It says, what is important is faith expresses itself in love. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Faith expresses itself through love. Faith has to have an outlet. And it's the love of God that's the outlet. The Passion Translation says this, all that matters now is living in the faith that is activated and brought to perfection by love. Faith that is activated and brought to perfection by love. Do you think we need love?
Yes.
But it's not just any kind of love. It's the love of God.
Yes.
The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave. We've got to have the love of God active within us. Hallelujah. Without love, people lose hope. And you don't have to look very far today to understand people are losing hope. Just look at this country. Look out there, the people out there, they're losing hope every day. They don't have Jesus. Without God, people lose hope. Throughout the world, people are losing hope. But we are here to tell them, praise God, there's hope.
Yes.
There's hope. Jesus Christ brings that hope. The love of God brings that hope.
That's right.
Amen? But here's the thing. We need a working knowledge of the love of God. Oh, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of believers. Oh, well, they say, I love you. But they don't really have a working knowledge of it. We need a working knowledge of the love of God. What's the Bible say God is?
Love.
God is love. God's love is the foundation for us to walk in love. God's love. We're not going to just walk in love on our own.
No.
Can't do it. How many of you have tried that? I mean, I'm going to love you, and you get so far, and then something goes wrong. They say something wrong, and you get mad. No, we need a foundation. We need the love of God. And God strategically placed that love down on the inside of us. Amen?
Amen.
God's love is the foundation for us to walk in love. Because he first loved us, we can love him, and we love others. Why? Because we love him? No, because he first loved us.
Yeah.
He first loved us. In John 4:19, it says, we love him because he first loved us. Now, here's the difference. Brother Hagin used to say this all the time. You can have doubt in your head and faith in your heart. And when it comes to love, you know, we can't love with our head. The love of God is, did you notice, God didn't put love in your head. He put it down on the inside of you. The love of God down on the inside. Why? Because we are the love that the world sees. We are the love of God that the world sees. It's got to come out. It's got to come out. We are the love. Let me find my place here. Ephesians 3:14 through 19 in the Passion Translation. And that's the Ephesians prayer is where I'm going, because there's something I want you to see. So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, and I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor, until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. That's what I wanted you to see. He placed it down on the inside of us so that what? His love will become the very source and the root of our life.
Yes.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And if we're rooted and grounded in love, praise God, what's going to come out of our mouth? The love of God.
Yeah.
Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, the great multitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measure. Endless love beyond measure. When you say you can't, no, you can. You've got the endless love of God on the inside of you. Endless love beyond measure that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. God is love, and he'll pour it into you until you're filled with the fullness of God. Has anybody ever achieved that yet? We're working on it, aren't we? Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Luke 17, 1 through 6 in the New American Standard says this. He said to his disciples, it is inevitable that stumbling blocks come, but woe to him through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea, than that he would cause one of these little ones to stumble. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times a day and returns to you seven times saying, I repent, forgive him. And that's seven times seven. And that's really, the Bible talks about 70 times seven. And that for one sin in one day.
Mm-hmm.
God's love doesn't know any limits. God's love forgives, period. It doesn't qualify it. Well, I'll love you, except I'm going to go so far. God didn't go so far. God, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly.
That's right.
That's the love we're talking about. The disciples said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith like a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Now, we're still talking about love, but faith, hope, and love, they go together.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put how love all fits in here. But I want you to notice something there. The disciples said, increase our faith. And religion has gone off, and some translations have actually mistranslated the Bible. Did you notice there, and I'm quoting the King James, it said, if you have faith, and the Lord said, if you have faith as like a mustard seed. It didn't say the size of a mustard seed. How many of you ever heard, if you got faith, a little faith, like a mustard seed? You can say, you know what? How many of you have looked at your faith and said, well, my little faith is not doing anything. And you got your eyes on the wrong thing. He didn't say little faith. Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now, I was listening to BBOBN, and Brother Copeland was preaching, and he was saying some things. And that's where I got the idea. Yeah, we need to have a working knowledge of love. We've got to have that love if we're going to be successful.
Yeah.
And then right after that, Charles Capps, he's gone on to be with the Lord now, but his program came on, and he said something astounding. I never heard this before. And he was talking about the mulberry tree. And he was talking about the mustard seed faith. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. And that's where we get that idea. See, and that mustard seed's so small, and we think if we got just a little bit of faith, it'll work for us. But I found out something, and when he said it, it just hit me. That's not what it's talking about. See, to get the truth of the Bible, you got to take and you got to dig deep. You got to go beneath the surface. And it looks like he's talking about, you know, small faith. And I know the Bible does talk about little faith. It talks about shipwreck faith. It talks about great faith. And it does. But that's not what he's talking about here. He said, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed. What's in the mustard seed that's special? It grows big, but there's something else about it. Let me find my place here again. Religion has come up with the idea that faith has its size, but it's not. The New Living Translation translates it that way. The Lord answered, if you have faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to the mulberry tree, may you be uprooted and be planted into the sea, and it would obey you. The Amplified says this, and the Lord said, if you have confident, abiding faith in God, even as small as a mustard seed. And we've been taught that way. Now, I realize the Bible talks about little faith, no faith, and so on and so forth. But remember Romans 12:3? God has dealt to every man among you the measure of faith. Did you get one measure and I got another measure? No. We all got the same measure of faith, didn't we? So he's not talking. He's not really here. He's not really talking about the size of our faith. He's talking. We all have the same measure. One interesting fact about the mustard seed is that it cannot be cross-pollinated. And that's what Charles Capps brought out. The mustard seed cannot be cross-pollinated. That means it can't be changed. You know, through pollination, we get hybrids out there. Mm-hmm. You can't get a hybrid mustard seed. There are different varieties, but you can cross a mustard seed with a mustard seed, but you can't go any place, you can't get a hybrid out of it. It cannot be cross-pollinated. That means it can't be changed. But I heard in my spirit, it can't be contaminated. You remember what the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 13:13? And now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
Yes.
I'm going to submit to you that the pure love of God cannot be contaminated like the mustard seed cannot be cross-pollinated. That just struck me. And it just sat down in there. Mustard seed faith cannot be cross-pollinated, changed or contaminated. Brother Hagin said, if my faith is not working, the first place I'm going to look is my love walk. And I'm going to submit to you, a lot of what we've called walking in love is not walking in love from the heart down here deep where the love has been down there. We're to live out of the heart. I'm going to submit to you this morning that a lot of what we've called the love of God, we've tried to do it out of our head. We've tried to do it in ourselves. Because the Bible says we're to love one another. Have you ever tried to love somebody who's not lovable? Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever met somebody that's not lovable? Mm-hmm. Hello, am I speaking to the choir this morning? Or is it just the pastor that's been that way? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The pure love of God has no substitute. It cannot be counterfeited. I submit to you that some of what we've called love, we've tried to mix with the love of God and justify ourselves. It won't mix. How do I know I'm walking in the love of God? Because I've got His pure love working out of me, praise God, and I've thrown off that. And when it says that I can't love somebody, when my head's telling me I can't, the Word of God says I can't, because the love of God, the pure love of God, is down on the inside of me, and it cannot be contaminated.
Right.
The Bible also says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Mm-hmm. And it says, either make the tree good, or the tree evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You can't. You got to decide. He said, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore you choose. And you can choose, praise God, to love through the love of God, because the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart. That's the only love, that's the only way the love of God's going to get out into the world today, is through you and me. And it can't be watered down, because watered down love won't work. That's why some are staying away from churches like in groves. Because they've gotten watered down love, and it's not working for them. They don't see the true love. They see, I love you, but... God didn't say that. For God so loved the world that He gave. There was no but in there. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. How do we know we have His love active in us? Galatians 5, 22 and 23 in the Passion Translation says this, but the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within us is divine love in all its varied expressions. We're all different. But if we're believers, the love of God's been put down on the inside of us. It's going to come out. It's going to come out differently. And here's what it does. It says, varied expression. Joy of within you is divine love in all of its varied expressions. Joy that overflows. Peace that subdues. Patience that endures. How do you know you got the love of God? I'm just going through it right here. Is the attributes of the love of God? It's coming out in different aspects. Peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless.
Praise God. Yeah.
They are meant to be limitless. I'm adding pure, uncontaminated by the law. Religion, the letter of the law, killeth. Mm-hmm. But the Spirit makes life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When we've got the love of God down on the inside of us, I'm talking about the pure love that's not been mixed with. And it won't mix. Because you know what will happen? The Holy Spirit just backs off. It won't cross paths. You can't, you know, the Holy Spirit's not going to agree with you when you're trying to do it out of your head. Mm-hmm. You're doing that on your own, and it's falling flat on the floor. Mm-hmm. You can't mix it. It won't mix. Keep yourself in the love of God. Jude 20 and 21 in the Passion Translation says this: "But you, my delightfully loved friends, constantly and progressively build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith." Building yourself up on your foundation of your most holy faith. What's our foundation? The love of God. By praying every moment in the Spirit. Fasten your hearts to the love of God and receive the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us eternal life. Fasten your hearts to the love of God. Now I want you to notice what it said there. Building yourselves up on your most holy faith. John 7:38, the New King James says, "He who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." What are you doing? Praise God. You're building yourself up on your holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Where's that? What's that coming from? Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. If that love of God deep-seated down on the inside of you, praise God, as you're praying in the Spirit, you're bringing forth the love of God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And wherever you go, praise God, the love of God's looking for a place to manifest, praise God. When it sees evil, praise God, you go shut up, Mahanda. You're praying in the Spirit, praise God. And when you begin to pray in the Spirit, the love of God begins to rise up, praise God. And the love of God will overcome anything out there, praise God.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm telling you, the love of God, the blood of Jesus did it all. There isn't anything that the blood of Jesus didn't do. And the love of God is what caused the blood of Jesus. Praise God. It was the love of God that put Jesus on the cross.
Right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So I want you to realize you've got something working down deep on the inside of you. Praise God. It's the love of God. And if you say, "Well, I don't feel it," well then get yourself in the Spirit and begin to pray in the Spirit, praise God, and pray until that love begins to flow out of you, and pray until that love overflowing out of you, and all you think about is love, and you got to go someplace and love somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Maybe you've been around somebody that's not lovable. Well, just pray in the Spirit until that love begins to overflow, praise God, until you've got the love for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, praise God.
That's right.
Glory to God.
God.
Amen.
Yeah.
One more thing. Did you notice that Jesus said mustard seed faith spoke to? There are no wasted words in the Bible. The Lord answered, "If you have faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to the mulberry tree, 'May you be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." The mulberry tree, there's one other thing about the mulberry tree. And we're not talking about, it's a, even as small as a mustard. We already covered that, but that was, I just quoted a translation which had misquoted that. But the mulberry tree was used to make caskets. What do you think of when you think of caskets? You think of death, don't you? If you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to the mulberry tree, are you getting my drift?
Yeah.
Be cast into the sea. The love of God takes care of sin.
Yes.
It takes care of death. Mm-hmm. What is death? What is death related to? It's related to sin. Mm-hmm. There was no death before sin came into the world. And so they make caskets. Out of the mulberry, because the wood is hardened and so on and so forth. What Jesus was saying, if you have faith as a mustard seed, a seed that is uncontaminated and cannot be cross-pollinated, it will always uproot sin. Did you get that? The love of God will always uproot sin. It'll keep it out of your life, because building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Listen. And it said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. A moving body of water is not stagnant. The love of God rising up is pushing out sin out of you. And then, when it comes to loving somebody else, praise God, you've got it out of you. Listen, here's what happens with most people anyway. Doesn't the Bible say something about removing the beam out of your own eye before you take the little small speck out of somebody else's eye? See, what we do, because if we're not walking in the love of God, we get ourselves in this situation. We project our shortcomings, our sins onto somebody else. It's not us, it's you that's got the problem. So when we get this going up out of us, praise God, we get ourselves in, and we got the love of God flowing, praise God, we look at somebody else. We don't have to worry about taking the stuff out of there, because the love of God's already taken care of. We're no longer seeing in them what we saw. Why? Because we just got rid of it in ourselves. Does that make sense to anybody?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, how do I know whether I'm walking in the love of God? Just what's coming out of you? What's flowing out? Mustard seed faith will take care of it. Hallelujah. Because it cannot be cross-pollinated. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I saw that and it just began to minister to me. And I began to look at it. What does it mean for Faith Living Word Church? And for any church, really, for the body of Christ, as far as that's concerned, but I'm talking about our church. Listen, anybody who will see this and walk in love and let that mustard seed faith down deep on the inside of you come out. When somebody says something to you at church and you get cross-eyed, if you're walking in this kind of faith, you won't hold it against them. It's perfect. It's perfected love. You won't hold them against. And I know sometimes, listen, I know sometimes we're up here ministering and things happen and we say something, somebody takes the wrong way. And so they get mad at the pastor. And they walk off. Pastor doesn't know what happened because they never said a word to him. They just leave the church. I'm telling you, this mustard seed faith I'm talking about, if we'll let it and we'll work on it, praise God, and we get it so deep down on the inside of us, praise God, I'm telling you, they're going to run to their church because the love of God's so prevalent in here, praise God. We just love on one another and we love on everybody. Glory to God. It just takes care of us.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. He's coming for our church without spot or wrinkle. It's because He's coming for our church that knows how to love, how to use His love. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. In conclusion, let me remind you, or should I say warn you, Romans 12:3. Romans 12:3 says this, and I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given you. Measuring yourselves by the faith God has given you. What is the faith that God has given you? It's a faith that operates by the love of God. So when you measure yourself, you measure yourself by the faith God has given you. Measure yourself by, am I walking in love? Do I have His love? Is it pure love? Is it mustard seed faith? Or is it love that's been contaminated because it's going through natural love? Result by the faith God has given. That is operated and manifested through His love. I'm telling you, praise God. Remember, 1 Corinthians 13:4-8, and I'm reading out of the Passion Translation. It says that love is large and incredibly patient. Love is what?
Large
and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. Love never flies off the handle. Oh boy. Anybody got any work to do? I saw this and I'm saying, oh God, I've got some work to do. Pastors aren't perfect, you know. We're people too. It refuses to be jealous when blessings come to someone else. In fact, it rejoices when someone else is being blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why should we rejoice when somebody else is being blessed? Praise God. Let the love of God flowing out of us. Praise God. And God sees that. And glory to God. You know what's going to happen next? You're going to be blessed.
Amen.
Because there's nothing contaminating that that's flowing out of you. Praise God. And God sees a vessel. Hey, there's one another one I can bless. Because that's pure love coming out of Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It refuses to be jealous when blessings come to someone else. Love does not brag about one's achievements, nor inflates its own importance. I don't know what that's like. Sometimes we like to think, well, look, I'm somebody. Look who I am. You got to learn what you're doing. I remember getting out of Bible school, and there were some people I've gone to Bible school with. Now, they've corrected that since, I'm sure. But you can get caught up in yourself. And get caught up in what God's doing for you. And look who I am. They're coming back wearing, they were coming back, I got out, graduated in the 70s, so they were wearing $300 and $400 suits. And look what God's done for me. Oh, I'm somebody. And you couldn't touch them. Because they didn't have the right attitude. I'm sure God's got a hold of them since then. Because that attitude, I haven't heard that for years. But I mean, things like that happen, though. It does not brag about one's achievements or inflate its own importance. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect. What does love do? Love, the Bible says, covers a multitude of sins. When you see a wrong, you don't just go broadcast it. When a brother comes to you and says, hey, I've got a problem. I need your help. I need you to pray with me. Listen, he's coming to you because he should be coming to you because he can trust you and the love of God's flowing out of you and he sees that love of you and he wants you to use that love and help him overcome. He won't come to you if you're one of those that I can't come because you broadcast that situation. Did you hear what so-and-so did? You don't want anybody coming to you. That's not love of God. That's not pure. That's trying to put somebody else down. No. Somebody comes to you hurting because they missed it. They need your help. They need to experience the love of God. They need that love that cannot be contaminated. They need to know, praise God, that you're going to pray with them, praise God, and you're going to see them through with it, and you're going to stand with them, and you're going to rejoice when they come out the other side. They need to know that you're not going to be the one that's pushing it on down the road and telling everybody what they did wrong. Nor selfishly seeks its own honor. Love is not easily irritated or quick to take offense. Not easily irritated. or equipped to take offense. It's awful quiet in here today. Love joyfully celebrates honesty and finds no delight in what is wrong. Well, he got what he deserved. I knew that was going to happen to him. He calls himself a Christian, but... No, that's coming out of your head. It ain't coming out of your heart. It isn't that mustard seed faith that cannot be contaminated. And you notice something else about the mustard seed. Yeah, it's microscopic and it's small. But that wasn't the issue. But notice what that little seed does. It says it grows up into a
huge
tree. And the birds of the air come and hide under it. And take rest in it. See, the love of God will let people come and just hide there. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
It'll just keep growing. And there's no end to it. It'll reach out just as far as it needs to. There isn't anybody you can't love when you're walking in the love of God. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat. For love never gives up. Okay, I'll say it. I lost a church one time. I mean, I had almost the whole church walk out on me because we had an opportunity to love somebody that needed love. And they didn't want to do it. And you know why they didn't want to do it? Because he'd been in prison. And I'm not going to tell you what he was in prison for. It doesn't matter. But it was pretty severe. And there were people in our church that had invited he and his wife to our church. But they didn't even want to help him out. Because they were judging him on what he did. I'm telling you, it's wrong. But I had to stand up because all I could see was the love of God. He was asking for help. They said, but why didn't you reach out to his wife? She didn't ask for help, but he did. And if he'll reach out, if anybody reaches out to you, there's nobody that reaching out to you that doesn't deserve your help. And the love of God will cover a multitude of sins. And you can love that brother back into to right relationship. Love never gives up. Love never stops loving. Love never stops loving. That's kind of profound, but it's simple, but it's profound, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, folks, if you'll begin to walk in this love, the love of God, and we're going to talk a whole lot more about it because I've got a whole lot more to say, and we're just going to make a series out of it, as I was thinking about this, and I started to go that direction, my former pastor, I grew up and I was born again under his ministry. He was in the Methodist church, but then he got filled with the Holy Ghost and got kicked out of the Methodist church and started a church in another city. Then he was there for a short period of time, but then he went out on the mission field. But he used to teach a seminar on the love walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I got his notes because he gave them to me the last couple of times we were in Richmond. They gave me his notes on all of his seminars, and that's one of them. So we're going to go through it, praise God. But I want you to know, faith-believing word church is going to be known as the love church. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'll tell you what else is going to happen. The fear of God is going to begin to manifest like never before. Because see, that's in an atmosphere where it can manifest. Hallelujah. People are going to come in here that's got needs. We're going to meet them.
Yes.
Sometimes we can meet them in the natural, but sometimes they need help spiritually. And sometimes it's both. We got to meet their physical need to get them born again.